Begin the current daf, Masechet Chulin daf Kuf Mem Aleph. Begin 5 lines down with the Tav of the Amud, where the Gemara continues explaining the halacha of our Mishnah of the previous daf, and that is a Mishnah that's spoken about regarding what's considered the Eim Revetzes Alabonim, that the mother bird is on the chicks or the eggs, and therefore obligated to send away the mother. So the Mishnah said that there's an exclusionary and inclusionary terminology in the Pasuk. Although it says in the plural, Afreichim and Beyim, so one would think there has to be more than one egg or chick. In spite of that, the Mishnah says, no, even if there's one chick or one egg, there's an obligation of Shiluach HaKen, because it says, Ken, it says the nest, whatever that is, even if there's just one egg or one chick. In contrast, the Mishnah said, if there are chicks that could fly already, or there's unfertilized eggs, there's an exemption of sending them away. Because it says that the mother is sitting on the chicks or the eggs, and we compare the chicks to the eggs, saying just like the chicks are viable, so too the eggs have to be viable. And so too, just like the chicks need the eggs need the mother to fertilize, to hatch, so too the chicks are those that need the mother, which exclude that of those that could already fly. Now, on that contrast, the Gemara quotes, that as the Mishnah says, Ein Sham, and the Gersa has the word Ella, Efreich, Bechulu, the Mishnah said, if there's only one chick, one egg, there's an obligation. In contrast, the other halachas, we said, there's no obligation of Shiluach. On that, Amale Ahumar Aban L'Rava. One of the rabbis asked to Rava, Eime Ipcha, say the opposite. Ein Sham Efrayach Ele Echar Ebeya Achas Patim L'Shleach. Say, if there's only one chick, one egg, you're exempt from sending them away. Why? Because the Be'in Nefreichem Ebeyim V'Lekah. You need, as the plural seems to indicate, chicks or eggs, and you don't have that. You have only one. So from those exclusionary terminologies, as the Mishnah excludes, but instead of excluding those halachas, exclude from there if you only have one. In contrast, but then we could say, if there are chicks that could fly already, or eggs that are unfertilized, I would actually tell you that you have to send them away, because it says a nest, in whatever situation. Therefore, maybe say the exact opposite of what the Mishnah says. Instead of including the one egg and the one chick and excluding the birds that could fly or that are not fertilized, say the opposite. Say Khan is including whatever the nest is, even unfertilized eggs or chicks that could fly, and excluding if it has only one, because it says in the plural. And that answers Rava Imkain, if that would be the case, then Nichtav Krav Ve'im Revetzes Aleim. Then the Pasuk should have just said, the mother is sitting on them. Them is in the plural. So we would have excluded already if there's only one chick or one egg. My ve'im revetzes ala freichem oy ala beim. Why does it say if the mother's sitting on the chicks or the eggs? La kushe freichem la beim, because it wants to equate the chicks to the eggs, which that's the halacha to exempt it if it could fly, because then it doesn't need the mother anymore, and then it's not comparable to the eggs that need the mother. Ubeim la freichem, to compare the eggs to the chicks, which is just like the chicks are viable, so too the eggs have to be viable, which would exclude, like the Mishnah said, muzaris, if they're unfertilized. And then by default, so what is Khan coming to include? Must be including even if it has just one egg or one chick, and although the Pasuk uses in the plural of a freichem and beim, that's just because the normative is that generally a nest has more than one, therefore it says in the plural, but really the Pasuk is coming to include even if there's only one. The Gemara continues with the next halacha of the Mishnah regarding this obligation of our perek of Shiluach HaKein, of sending away the mother from the nest. Says the Mishnah, let's say Shilcha V'Chazer, sends away the mother and it comes back. Says the Mishnah, Afila Arba V'Chamisha Palm, even if he does it 4 or 5 times, he wants to take the eggs and he keeps on sending away the mother comes back. Chayiv, if the mother's back, he has to send her away again. Shalom, like it says in the Pasuk, Shalech T'Shalach HaSeim, send, you must surely send away the mother from the intensity of that interpretation is even 4 or 5 times. Now, says the Mishnah, let's say the person says, Harini Noitel Se'im U'Meshalech HaZvan. Let's say someone do the exact opposite of what the Pasuk says. Generally, the person wants to take the eggs of the chick, so the obligation is you have to send away the mother. Let's say he says, no, I want the mother, and I'll send away the children. Says the Mishnah, no, Chayiv, he's still obligated to send away the mother. Shalom, like it says in the Pasuk, Shalech T'Shalech HaSeim, you have to send away the mother, and then you could take the chicks. You can't send away the chicks and take the mother. Now, says the Mishnah, let's say Notles Abanim. Let's say he took already the children, the chicks, the chzirinla, and then he puts them back into the nest. The achka chazrei malem, and then the mother comes back. Patam l'shaleich, here you're exempt from sending away the mother because once he took the eggs, so it's already his. So then when he puts it back, although it's a nest with chicks and the mother bird on it, but that's what's called ken mezuman. It's already prepared, it's already his, and then there's no more obligation of shiluach ken. The Gemara asks, Amalei Humer Aban L'Rava. One of the rabbis asked to Rava, he says, How does the Mishnah know shalich to shalach means even 4 or 5 times? The Amos say like this. When it says shalach, that's chadah, that would be one time. That's chadah zimna, one time. To shalach is trei zimna. That's another addition, that's 2 times. So therefore, maybe it's only a second time. How do we know even 4 or 5 times? So that Amalei Rabbah said to him, no, that's not how the drush is. When it says shalach, that's a filamei apam. That's even 100 times. It's forever. Because you have to send away. So there's no limit. Now this that actually says tashalach is actually coming to teach a different halacha. When it says tashalach, is ainly, I wouldn't know that you would have to do shiluach ela de dvar harishus. If you want to take for a voluntary purpose, so that's what we say, that you have to send away the mother, you can take the chicks. But ledvar mitzvah, but for a mitzvah purpose, let's say he wants the bird for the halacha of yeledis, which is a woman who gave birth has to bring a pair of birds, or for the taras mitzvah, purification of mitzvah, which also needs birds. Minayin, how would I know that even there you can't take the mother bird, you have to send it away, and only then could you take the chicks? Tamalei mitashach, that's what the exit terminology of send away is, mikal makom, in whatever situation, even if it's for a mitzvah purpose. Now, on this, the Gemara asked, Amalei Rabbah b'rid Rav Yisa bar Rav l'Rav Kami, says, wait a second. You tell me the reason why you can't take the mother bird, even for a Devar Mitzvah, is because the Torah repeats Teshalach, Halavach, but if not for that, how do you mean I would have said, oh, Ledvar Mitzvah Loi, that for a Mitzvah purpose, you don't have to send away the mother, and you could take the mother. But the difficulty with that is, but the Mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein, of sending away the mother, is Asei V'loi Sasehu. It has a positive commandment and a negative prohibition attached to it. Torah says, Teshalach, send away. And it says, Loisikech Eim Alabon, don't take the mother when it's on the children. Now, the problem that is then, the Eina say, then you can't have the positive commandment of V'lokach, which is for the one who wants to purify themselves, that they have a mitzvah of taking a bird to go ahead and sacrifice it. That cannot be Deicha, that cannot override both of these things, Loisaseh Vaseh, a negative prohibition and the positive commandment. Why do you need Teshalach to say, oh, for Dvar Mitzvah you can? Even without that, you can't go ahead, because that would be in a position to a Loisaseh Naseh, and a positive commandment, even Dvar Mitzvah, can't override a Loisaseh Vaseh. Says Gemara, Loi Tzrichi, right. No, the halacha of Teshalach is necessary to say in a situation where the other Vishaklu Leim, when the person already violated, already took the mother. That's what the halacha of Teshalach is coming to tell us, that you still have to go and send away the mother. Because had we not included another word in the pasuk of Teshalach to include even Dvar Mitzvah, you have to say, send away the mother. So I would have thought to say that, okay, Delav Avre, if he already violated the negative commandment, he already took the mother. So he already violated Lo Yisikach. So therefore, the only thing now in the way of taking this bird to fulfill his positive commandment of, let's say, as a mitzvah of purifying himself, which is a positive commandment of taking a bird, the only thing that's now in his way is a sehudik. There's only a positive commandment of sending away the mother. The violation already did, leisikach, already took away the mother when it was on the children. But there's still a positive commandment of sending away the mother, which that he could still do. Therefore, then I would say, okay, let the positive commandment of, let's say, mitzvah purifying himself override the positive commandment of sending away the mother. Which Gemara later on is going to ask, where do you see that? Why would there be betterment of the positive commandment of mitzvah more than the positive commandment of sending away the mother bird from the child, to say that it should override it, that you need a pasig to include and say that it cannot? But be that as awake, as it is, Kamash Malan, that's what the Pasuk of Teshalach is coming to teach. When you already violate negative commandment, it's just Naseh and Naseh, you would think you could override that Naseh. That's to say, no, even Dvar Mitzvah, that Naseh cannot override the Naseh of sending away. However, in this interpretation, the Gemara asks as follows. Hanich Laman Tani, this is very good according to the one that learns, which this is a Machlekes and Masechtas Makas of Tezvav Med Aleph, regarding the wording in the Braisa of Kimoy Veloy Kimoy. Did you fulfill it or not fulfill it? What this means to say is as follows, is that any mitzvah loisa say, that's a negative prohibition, which has what's called a kumba say, has a positive commandment attached to that negative prohibition, which, for example, where you have what's called a lava nitik la say, there's a negative prohibition, which could be rectified then by doing a positive commandment to ameliorate that situation. So what that means to say is, let's say over here by the loisika cha'im alabonim, don't take the mother when it's on the children. What? But it tells you, but if you do take, you're taking the mother bird, so then you could ameliorate that, you could fulfill a positive commandment, which is when they warn him, he says, hey, don't take the mother bird, and he takes it. So then if it's within the amount of time, what's called teche de dibra, the amount of a few seconds, where when he got the warning, oh, then he sends away the mother bird, so then he's going to be exempt. Because although he violated the Issa of Leisikach, but that's what the Pasuk comes to then rectify with the Pasuk commandment to say that, look, if you violated the negative prohibition of taking the mother, do this and you'll be exempt. So, therefore, that's the fulfillment of the Aseh. Now, what does it mean, loikayim, not fulfilled, the positive commandment, let's say, within Teich Kedei Dibur? Because, like we say, Teich Kedei Dibur is Kedibur Dami. If a person says something, and then within the amount of time of saying Shalom Alecha Rabbi and Mayri, he says other words, it's like it's in that same sentence. So, when he violated this warning, then if within that amount of time he didn't go ahead and send away the mother, he's going to be liable, even if he's going to send away the mother bird at a later point in time. But that's too late. The Braisa, which is discussed over the Masechtas Makkos, says that when can you ameliorate that negative prohibition is if you fulfilled it. If you didn't fulfill it, what does it mean, didn't fulfill it? Meaning right away. It has to be seen as connected to the negative prohibition. If you didn't, that's it. You could do the positive commandment, but that's not going to ameliorate anymore that negative prohibition. So therefore, according to that mandam of the holds, that's how nitig laseh works. Seirosa, you could say, yeah, the moment he took the mother bird, he already violated the negative prohibition. And if right away within Teich Kedei Dibur, within those few seconds, he didn't send away the mother bird, so now, then he has a positive commandment only left. Because the negative prohibition, he can't ameliorate that anymore. Oh, so then you would have thought to say, okay, so now you only have a positive commandment left. Let this positive commandment override that positive commandment. Okay, that's why you need to shalach for that purpose to say that no, it cannot override. But elamanda tani, but according to the one that learned in the text of that brice over there, bitloy veloy bitloy, it's not regarding did you fulfill the positive commandment or not. Rather, did you nullify it or not? Meaning, the undoing of the nitig laseh, the inability to ameliorate, to rectify the prohibition, is only if did you totally nullify your ability to ever do that positive commandment, where you can't do it ever again. Like, for example, you want to send away the mother bird, but let's say you slaughtered it. You slaughtered it, you can never send her away anymore. Then there's going to be a liability for that negative prohibition. But what would it mean that you didn't nullify the positive commandment? As long as you didn't slaughter it. Even if he didn't send away the mother bird right away, then he got warned, sends it away an hour or two later, he's going to be exempt because he never nullified his ability to do the positive commandment. Oh, so therefore, also over here, so kamada leishachta, as long as he didn't slaughter the mother bird, so lo yavri lalav. So he didn't violate the negative prohibition yet, because as long as he goes and he sends away the mother bird, so then he could still go ahead and fulfill the negative prohibition and the positive commandment, because he didn't violate it yet. He could still rectify it by sending away the mother bird. So therefore, you don't need a pasuk at all to tell you halacha regarding a dvar mitzvah, because I would know. Why? Because ein aseh doicha lo yaseh vaseh. And you can't answer like the Gemara says, oh, but he already violated, he already picked up the mother. Who cares? That's not yet a violation because that's what the essay rectifies. It makes like you never violated negative prohibition. According to that Manda Amar, the whole is bitli. You're right, according to one kaim v'le kaim, it wouldn't be difficult. But the question is, this answer doesn't work well according to the one that holds bitli. But v'sum morva, says the Gemara, what's difficult according to everyone is the Yehuda. The Amar, according to Yehuda, who he says in the coming Mishnah, he says, if someone took the mother, he violated it. So then the Mishnah says that he holds that, okay, loike, vein mishalach. He gets lashes, and he doesn't send away the mother bird anymore. The Gemara later on says, what's the reason of Rabbi Yehuda? Because he holds, shaleach mikar mashma. The reason is because it's not a nitik laseh. He doesn't hold that the mitzvah laseh of sending away the mother is to rectify if you picked up the mother, you violated leisikach, oh, send away. No, he holds that shaleach means from the beginning. When it says leisikach ha'em, don't take the mother. But if you find it, send it away. If you took it, the Torah is not telling you, okay, now rectify it by sending her away. So there's nothing anymore to do. If someone, in the case you just described, if he violated and he took the mother, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no nitik laseh. So then it would come out, in the case you described, then even for a non-mitzvah purpose, afalaseh nemeleka. There's no positive commandment standing in the way, even for a dvar rishus, and you wouldn't have to send away the mother, because once you took it, not only did you violate the negative prohibition, you violated also the positive commandment, because now there's no more rectification, there's nothing, oh, now send it away. So then how would we understand teshalach in the corner of Yehuda? That wouldn't be for dvar mitzvah, because that would even be dvar rishus would actually be that you wouldn't have to send away the mother. There wouldn't be anything. There's no lavin, there's no aseh. So Elam Amar Baravashi says the case is as follows. What do you need to shalach for? To say even Dvar Mitzvah, you have to send away the mother. Kugin Shinat La Amanas L'Shalach. He picked up the mother with the intention of sending her away. Oh, So even according to Behuda, so you didn't violate anything yet. Your intention is to send her away. So there's still a positive commandment over there. But the lav leka, he didn't violate the negative prohibition, because even if he doesn't send her away anymore, so he didn't violate it. He didn't take the mother on the child to take it for himself, because when he took it permissibly to send it away. So therefore, there's no more any more element of leisikachem alabon, because the mother's not in the children anymore, and he didn't violate that. But aseihu deka, but the positive commandment of sending her away in actuality, shalach sender, is still there. Oh, so according to everyone, this would be a good case of describing now. All we have over here now is the aseh of taking this bird for your mitzvah purpose, or the mitzvah of sending away the mother. So that's what the Gemara was saying. We would have thought to say, v'leisi aseh, let the positive commandment of taking a bird for your purification of tzaras, v'litchaseh, and override the aseh of sending away the mother. That's why you need the pasik, the shaf, to say that no, the aseh is not going to be the deicha aseh. But you're right, in the regular case, there's a leisi aseh aseh, but we just described that there's not a leisi aseh, and all you have is aseh versus aseh. But now, as we had alluded earlier, the Gemara asked, well, my ulmi the hayaseh, what's any better, the positive commandment of taking a bird for the mitzayra, me hayaseh, from the positive commandment of sending with the mother, that I would have thought that it would override, that you need the pasuk to say that you can't. Says the Gemara, Sogadaitich, it would entertain your consciousness, that hoyel va'amamar, since the master says, God will shalom, shebein ish le'ishtoi, how great is peace amongst husband and wife. Why? Sharei Amr Torah, because the Torah says, Shmoy Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shenichta B'Kedusha, the name of Hashem, that's written with sanctity, Yimcha Al HaMayim, should be erased in the water, because the parsha of the Saita, which is the parsha on the scroll that's put into the waters, that's erased in the waters regarding the suspected adulterous woman to bring wife and husband back together again, has many of Hashem's names written over there, and it's erased in the water, because of how great is marital harmony. So, and still, and therefore Hashem's name is erased. So, v'hai mitzayra, this mitzayra, who has this tzaras leprosy, kiven the kamadu lemitar, as long as he's not purified, asa batash meshamita, he's forbidden to be intimate with his wife. As the Gemara says, amayid katan of zayin mabeis, according to the one that says that it's referring to even when the days that he's counting, and for sure, according to the what's called yimei chilute, when he's confirmed as a mitzayra, that he's forbidden to be intimate with his wife. That's like it says in the pasuk regarding the mitzvah. But yeshem mechutz la'olish shavas yom, he has to be out of his tent 7 days. What does that mean? Alizu ishtoi. His tent, it refers to his wife, as we find elsewhere. The Torah says to the Jewish people after Mount Torah, shuvu lechem lalechem, go back to your tent, which means go back to your wives that I had made forbidden for you before Mount Torah, which I said al tikshuli isha, don't get close to your wives. Oh, so mikan sha'asa batash meshamita. So we see that up until this point they were forbidden in intimacy. So now the time, what would you say? Kivin the asa batash meshamita, since the mitzayra is forbidden with intimacy, and we see how great it is, the marital intimacy, leisa aseidi day, let the positive command of the mitzayra, v'litcha aseidi shaluch haken, and override the positive commandment of sending away the mother bird. Kamash mullah, that's what Tashal says, that no, we don't override, and even for a dvar mitzvah like this of the mitzayra's birds, we don't override, and one has to send away the mother bird and cannot take the mother bird. Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, as we had referred to this halacha before. Hanoitel im alabon. Someone takes the mother bird that's on the children in violation of the law. Rabbi Yehuda, he says, like it gets lashes. The reason for Rabbi Yehuda's reason for giving lashes, the Gemara is going to explain. And ve'ein mishalech doesn't send away the mother bird, because what was done is done. He doesn't hold, like we said, as the Gemara will explain. Nitik laseh. There's no rectification over here. You did it already, so therefore you can keep it. V'acham, the sages say, no, mishalech ve'ino leika, the opposite. They say, no, send away the bird and you don't get lashes. And actually, that's what they hold. That's why the Torah rectified the negative prohibition with giving a positive commandment to say, if you violated this of taking the mother, then do this and you'll be safe from the punishment. Which, loisikichem, don't take the mother. If you did, shalech tashach, then send away the mother bird and that will rectify it. As the Mishnah concludes, zehakal, that's the rule. Any negative prohibition that has, and then get up and do this, and that will rectify. And like in law, then you don't get lashes. Now, that's according to the Chacham. And that is the Gemara, Bayer Baba Bar Mamel. Time in Rabbi Yehuda. Is the reason of Rabbi Yehuda, Mishum de Savar, because he holds lav shenitik lasei, a negative prohibition that has a rectification of a positive commandment. Yes, don't take the mother bird. If you do, then send her away. But still, even if you violated the negative prohibition, like in love, you're going to get lashes, even though you can rectify with a positive commandment. Fine, you rectify, but you still get punishment for the negative prohibition. I do more, maybe then no. That is be'amam, in general, that he actually holds, that's actually not the case. That the halacha is going to be, for example, let's say b'li sigzel. The Torah says, don't rob. And the Torah says, v'heshev is exela, return what you stole. where there you can't say that before the theft is when you should return it, because if you didn't steal, what are you returning? So in like that type of a case where obviously the Torah is coming to tell you it's coming after the prohibited act, that Savar Bihuda holds lav shenitig la'aseh ain't like in love. A negative prohibition that could be rectified, well, let's say you could return what was stolen, that the person would not get lashes, like the Chacham. But here in the Mishnah, the reason is, Mishum diksaver shalech mikar mashmas, because he holds that what the Pasuk is saying, on it's going on the beginning. The Torah is telling you, don't take the mother. Rather, what should you do when you find the nest? Shalech, the shalech, haseim, send away the mother. But it's not coming to rectify in the positive commandment that to say, oh, if you did, then you could rectify. Rather, it's saying from the get-go, there's a negative prohibition and the positive commandment. And the reason is because in time over here, the positive commandment, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is in the beginning. It's not after you did it, then it is. It's right away. When you're coming to it, what should you do? Send her away. So what's the halacha? Is it because he holds lav shenitig la'aseh, like in the love? Or maybe here it's not a lav shenitig la'aseh. Says the Gemara, Tashma, it's being arrived from the following Braisa. Braisa says, Ganav v'gazlan, a thief, which does it discreetly, he steals, v'gazlan, the robber who does it out in the open, yeshlim b'chal malkas, for their violation of Torah law, they get lashes. That's the Rabbi Yehuda. So says the Gemara, v'hocha delav shenitik la'aseihu, here it's clearly a case of a negative prohibition that could be rectified in a positive form. Because Rachmanam, the Torah says, leisik, so don't steal. And says, v'hesh v'zegzela, to return what was stolen. Now, although actually Veheshev Gzela is written before it says Leisigzel, but like we said before, obviously, that is it's a mitzvah say to rectify the negative prohibition, because you can't return something before a person stole. So it's obviously saying that when a person stole and he violated Leisigzel, so the positive commandment comes after the theft. So that's a case of Lava Netig Lasei, and still Rabbi Yehuda says the person can be liable for lashes. So Shema Menor, you could infer from there, the time of Rabbi Yehuda, what's the reason Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah, and also over here, is Mishnah Diksa, because it holds even in general, Lasha Netig Lasei, like in the love. Even the negative prohibition that has the positive commandment post the Isser, it's coming on the heels of the Isser, like here where you can only have Heshav Gzela after his theft, still he says you get lashes. And obviously, it's not a unique case to Shluch Haken. He always holds that Lav Shanitik Lasei, not like the rule in our Mishnah, a person would get lashes. And Adam Leir B'zir said to him, Lav Amin Elchu, didn't I tell you, Komas Nita Deleitan Yubei, any Bryce is not taught in Yeshiva as we continue to Medbeis of Rebbe Chia, Ubei Rebbe Yishia, and in the Yeshivas of Rebbe Yishia, because specifically Rebbe Chia and Rebbe Yishia, they had organized the Bryces, which are the Mishnaic texts that were not put into the Mishnaic, so Braisa means on the outside, where they were precise with the words of the sages to say it as they said. Because in contrast, there were many Tanoim that added on from their teaching, which they thought were similar, like in the halacha of our Mishnah, because they heard in our Mishnah that said that, oh, when you took the mother bird, even though there's an asay that comes afterwards, that he says you're going to be chayv for lashes, they thought, oh, must be because he holds a lav shenitig la'aseh, you get lashes. So they added on their own the case of Ganav v'gazlan, the same thing, even though it's lav shenitig la'aseh, you get lashes. And that he says, no, mishabeshtahi. That price you just quoted is mistaken, has an error. Because, and therefore, v'leisayis will be not be midrasha. Don't ask from this price in the study hall. Because actually, Dilma maybe einon b'chal malkas arbam tanya. Maybe the original text of that halacha of that brisa actually was that Ganav v'gazlan are not included in, even according to Yehuda, in the 40, 39 lashes. And the original text of the brisa was actually coming to say that the reason of Yehuda in the Mishnah was because it's unique in Shaluch HaKein, because it's actually not a lava netik laseh. Shalech is going on the beginning, not after a person violated and took the mother. Those other Tanoim from the Braisa you just quoted, they made a mistake, an error in their text. At a later point in time, they said, well, I can't say Einon, we know Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, it must be Sheyeshnon, because they said that someone says Aloha, they see love and they think, let's say you like and love, but that was their mistake, it's not because of that, it was because of Shalech. So the Gemara then continues to try to bring a Raya, Tashema, from a Braisa, the Tanya Rabbi Yishev Rabbi Chia, that Rabbi Yishev Rabbi Chia did teach, which their Braisa says as follows. Pasuk says in Devarim, Loi Sashav, which Loi Sashav Lekach, the person should not go back to his field, to the Shikha, to the bundles that he forgot, you have to leave it for the poor. But let's say in spite of that Vishav, the person did go back. He violated, he went to get back the bundles that he forgot. Or let's say the Pasuk in Beyikra that says, Loi Sachala, don't finish off the corner of your field, you have to leave that for the poor. And Vakali, and the person did. He went and he reaped even the corner of his field. Now, those are negative prohibitions that are nitig la'aseh. They can be rectified with a positive commandment, because the Pasuk says, la'ani v'lager tazavaysam, for the pauper, for the convert, you should leave it there for them. So even though, says the Braisa, yeshna mechlal malkas abam divi b'yuhud, Rabbi Yehuda says, so you're going to get 40 lashes. Says the Gemara, Shmame, no, you can infer from there, time to Behuda. What's the reason for Behuda? Shem Diksav, Alav, Shem Diklav, say, look in love, that you see, even though it has a rectification of positive commandment, which, okay, once you did that, you should now leave it with the poor, but still you get lashed at what you did wrong. Says the Gemara, no, Dilma Hasam Hani Time, and maybe the reason over there is actually similar to the Allah of our Mishnah. Because Diksav, Behuda holds, Tazib, this is says to leave with the poor, is Mikar Mashma, is also from the beginning. It's the Torah is telling you, Loisachala, don't finish off reaping the corn of your field. Rather, what should you do? It's not like as we thought that, oh, it's post-prohibition. No, what should you do? Leave it and don't finish off the corner. But again, in contrast, by Ganav Gazan, where there we said, obviously, that's after the Isser, that's when the Asay comes in, then I actually would tell you, according to Behuda, that we would agree that the person would not get lashes because Allah ben Tikla Asay is in like in love. Then the Gemara continues asking, Amli Ravina Ravashi, says, Tashma, let's bring a raya from the following Braisa. The writer brings a pasuk in Shemayis that talks about the carbon pesach. Don't leave over from any of the carbon pesach until the morning. And the pasuk begaimer etc. And the pasuk says, and if you did leave over, then you should burn it in the fire. Which obviously that burning the fire is only once someone violated leaving overnight. So that's obviously a case of nitiglase, then rectifying what you did wrong. Now, Baha Kosev, Lit Nase, Acholese, the Pasuk is coming to give you a positive commandment after the negative prohibition. Loimelcha, to tell you, She'ain Loikin love, that you don't get lashes, because regular negative prohibition, one does. So he's saying, okay, you can rectify it with a positive commandment. That's the Rabbi Huda, that's the opinion of Rabbi Huda. Clearly, we have a proof that the reason of Rabbi Huda in our Mishnah is Mishum Diksava Shalech Mikar Mashma, is only because Shalech means in the beginning. Because here we have a clear brace that he says by a regular lav and the tiglase that a person does not get lashes. Shmamina, that proves that our Mishnah was because of Shalech is Mi'ikara, but not because a lav and the tiglase is like in love. Now, Amli Ravidl Ravashi says actually Masnit Namideka. A precise reading of our Mishnah seems to indicate this too. Because the Ketani learned in the Mishnah, Hanoitel Ema Labanim. The Mishnah said if someone takes the mother while it's on the children, which is the violation of this law of Shalucha Kain, he says one gets lashes. And he doesn't send the mother bird away. Now, if you'd entertain to say that the reason Rabbi Yehuda is because he holds that actually, no, like the other option. Shaleach in the Pasig is after you violated the taking, then the Torah says, okay, now send away the mother, which is what's called Nitiglase. And the reason why still Rabbi Yehuda behold you get lashes is because Lav Shin Nitiglase, like in the love, that even though it can be rectified with a positive commandment, still one gets lashes for violating the negative prohibition. But then why does he say Ve'ein Shaleach, that you don't send the mother? What do you mean? The Torah is requiring you. You're saying it's a love and Nitiglase. That even after one took it, you have to send away. And what, Rabbi Yehuda is saying that you don't send it away? Loika u'mishaleach me'bailei. The Mishnah should have said, he gets lashes and he sends it away. Obviously, it's like we said, because Shaleach is Mikar, and yeah, there's no Nitiglase. What was it was done is done. There's no obligation. Shigmar says, no, it's not a proof. Because Vadilma, maybe when the Mishnah says, Einim Shaleach, it only means that he's not going to be exempt. He's not going to get himself off the hook by sending away the mother. Rather, even over there, he's going to get lashes. But of course, he has to send away the mother. And this is what the Mishnah is saying. A nifter, he does not become exempted with the sending away the mother until he gets lashes, because anyway he's going to get lashes, and therefore it's not a proof from the weirding of a Mishnah. Now, continues the Gemara, ad kama mishalcha. So let's say he went and he took the mother, which, like we said, that rectifies the violation. So, ad kama mishalcha, how far away does he have to send the mother? So, maybe this is kadesh teitzim and achas yad, as long as it goes out from his hand. And as Rashi points out, even if he could go grab it right back, it's going to be permitted. As long as it went out of his hand, it was already sent away, and then it's permitted. Now, says the Gemara, B'ma Mishalcha, with what does he send away the mother? So Rav Huna says, B'ragleha, which the first interpretation of Rashi says, that meaning he holds on to the leg, and he sends it away. Rav Huna says, B'agapeha. No, he holds on to the wing, and he sends it away. So the Gemara explains the reasoning for the machlekes. Rav Huna Amar Baragleh, he says, you send it away with the feet, because the chsev, like you have a pasuk in Yeshaya, that says, Mishalchi regel asher v'chamar, that he sends the feet of the ox and the donkey. So you see that sending away is with the feet. That's one interpretation of Rashi. But Rashi says that, if that was the interpretation, then that's actually not the same thing, because this sending is not the same thing as the sending of the regel hasher, because by the shar, it's going by its feet. Here, the sending away is not going by its feet, he's holding on to its feet. So rather, Rashi says the interpretation is different. When Rav Huna says, how do you send it away, beregel, what he means to say is, that if, let's say, the person tore off its wings, and sent it away, that would still be fulfillment of the mitzvah of sending away the bird, because as long as it walked two or three steps, which is beregel with its feet, so then it already was sent away and he's allowed to go ahead and grab it back. Now, Rabbi Huda, when he says you have to send it away begapa with its wings, he means no, it has to be able to fly in its normal way with its wings, and only then did one fulfill sending it away. And Rashi wants to prove it because the Gemara Shulda is going to bring a story where an individual went and he tore off the wings and sent away the mother, and Rabbi Huda held them obligated to, he gave him lashes and to be able to send it away a different time, because Rabbi Huda, according to his reasoning, like this interpretation of Rashi, is that no, sending away by foot is not sufficient, it has to be able to fly away, and therefore Rashi prefers that second interpretation. And the Gemara explains Rabbi Huda Abba Agapel, he holds that the sending away is with the wings, because actually, as the Girsa says in the word regal, because regal daha, the feet of the bird, kanafen, is its wings. Essentially, how it goes is with his wings, and therefore, although it says Meshalchei Regel, the sending away is by foot, but he holds that's the wings in the bird, and therefore that's how one has to send away the bird to fulfill the mitzvah of Shaluach HaKein. Now, the story that we just had referred to, the Gemara brings, Hahu de Gazinu Ligapa Bishalchad, was a person that pulled off the wings of the bird and he sent it away. So now it's easy, because if the wings are there, it's not going to be able to get it back. So he took off the wings, sent it away, and he grabbed it back. So now he could have the mother and he could have the eggs. Nagdir Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda gave him lashes. And Amalei said to him, Zil Rabbi Lo Gadfei, go ahead, wait now until it regrows its wings, and then Mishalcha, and then send it away. Because that's the obligation, as he said, you have to send it away with the wings. Now, says the Gemara, come on, but who's he going like when he did this, where he gave the person lashes and obligate him to go and send it away? He's like Rabbi Yehuda, like Kevein Mishalech. This person gets lashes for violating, because that was not a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Shiloach, but once he gets lashes, he doesn't have to send it away anymore. And here he required him to send away the mother again. And Ikra Rabbanan is like Rabbanan, well, the Mishalech Vein like, and then he holds that, okay, even though you didn't fulfill it, but you could still send it away, and then you don't get lashes, why do you give him lashes? So he's going to let him, really, he was passing like the Rabbanan, which therefore there's still an obligation of sending away the mother. Well, Makus Mardis means Rabbanan, the lashes that he gave him were what's called rabbinic lashes, which the word Mardis is that of subjugation, of subduing a person with rebuke, that don't get accustomed to doing this, which has no limit to how much, as long as the person accepts that submission, that's the fulfillment of the Makus Mardis. Another incident, Tahuda Asli Kameh de Rava, someone came in front of Rava, and Amalei said to him, Tema Mahu. Tema is a type of a kosher bird. Says, what's the halacha? Is there an obligation of Shaluach HaKein? So Amasa Rava said to himself, Lo yoda hai gavra do'if tar chayv l'shluchi. What, this person doesn't know a kosher bird, you have to send it away if you want to take the chicks or the eggs? So Amalei, so Rava said to the person, oh, dilmacha de beyasahu de ramya? Maybe the reason why you had to ask me was because maybe this bird only laid one egg. And you're wondering, you're reading in Chumash, it says, Efreichu my bayim. It says in the plural, you want to know, is there still an obligation? So Amalei said to him, as the Gersais bring down the text from the Farshim, that he said, in, yes. So Amalei said to him, oh, my tibaylach, what's your question? Hayadilach, that you know, masnidni, salucha of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, in shamele freich echad oibeya achas, even if there's only one chick or one egg, chayim lishaleich, you have to send it away. So Shulcha said, the person fulfilled the mitzvah of the rabbi, and he sent it away. Then Vahadala Rava Parsaki went, Rava went and he set out traps. The Tufts and he captured that bird that person sent away. Says Gemara Velechish Lechashada. Shouldn't Rava be concerned for suspicion that people are going to think, he told him to send it away so he could have his own personal benefit, which that's an obligation as the Gemara brought in the Memdalma base, to distance oneself from filthy things and suspicion, where like Rav Chizda, when he would permit a Bukhar that it could be kept, that he wouldn't buy from it because he wanted to be above that suspicion. How could he go and now capture that bird? So Zigmar Kalachiyad, he did it in a backhanded way, meaning to say, he went and he put the trap at a great distance, that the one who sent it away wouldn't discern it, which halachically that's permissible, and there's really nothing wrong. It's just the appearance of it, and therefore he did it in that way that wouldn't have that suspicion of wrongdoing. Continuing these halachas, Tarnabon Linda Braisa. Yaini Shuvach v'yaini Aliyah, the birds that are in a dovecot or in an attic, that these birds came from Hefker, they just came and settled over there. Chayeves b'shiluach, so that's a regular can tzipra of shaluach hakan, and he's obligated to send away the mother bird to, if he wants to take the chicks or the eggs. And vasturis mishum gezel m'nidar chishol, and it's forbidden for anyone else to take these because of rabbinic theft, because the darchei shalom ways of peace. So although it's not really his, he doesn't really own it, but since it came onto his dovecot, into his attic, so then it's forbidden for someone to take that away. Now, on this, the Gemara asks, if we hold of Rabbi Yisi bar Chanina's halacha, that he says, he holds a person's courtyard, acquires for him what's inside of it, even without the owner's awareness. So you have a difficulty over here. Kari kan ki yikari. Then you should apply the halachic requirement of the pasuk, that when one chances upon the nest, which we had said, prat l'mezumin, that excludes if it's prepared, meaning if it's owned by a person, then there's no obligation of shiloach hakein. So here, it's if it's in his dovkat, in his attic, it's in his property, it automatically is acquired by him, even without his awareness, so it's already his. So how could we say here, in this brisa, that there's an obligation of shiloach hakein? So Rav explains that beya, an egg, if a person comes and he sees the mother bird when it's laying an egg, and already majority of the egg already came out, im yitzias ruba, with the majority of the egg coming out, hu dichayv b'shiluach. It's already at that point that even before it fell into his courtyard, he's already obligated to send away the mother, because it's not yet mezumen, it's not yet prepared, it's not yet his, because it never yet fell into his courtyard. Because miknu lekani adatib lechatzer, the obligation, the egg's already there, it's already majority out. So if one wants to take the egg, he has to send away the mother. And it's not yet his because it didn't fall into his courtyard to be acquired yet. And v'chi ketone chayeves b'shiluch, when did we learn in the brisa that he would have to send away the mother? Is mekmeid, the tibbal chatzeri, is if he goes and catches that egg before it falls into his courtyard, so it wasn't mezumen, then you would have to go ahead and send away the mother bird before taking the egg. Now, that is the gemara. Well, ihachi, if that's the case that we're talking about, that his courtyard did not yet acquire it from yet, then a ma'aser is mishum gezel. Then why is it forbidden because of theft, even because of ways of peace? What do you mean? It's still in the body of the mother, partially. And it's not in his courtyard, so why would there be even rabbinic theft for someone else to take it? So says Gemara, you're right, imam. This that it says that because of ways of peace, others should not take it, is actually going on the mother bird, meaning, as we'll shortly see in the next answer, that even regarding the mother bird, even though it comes and goes, still it's in his domain right now, and therefore, because of ways of peace, someone should not just come and grab this bird from this person's domain of his dovkat, even though it's not owned by him, but because of rabbinic reasons of people not going ahead and making fights, one should not take it. Or vibay say more if you want, says the Gemara, you could say that actually, lo'oilam abeya. Really, this halacha of Darchei Sham is going on the egg. Because in contrast to the first answer, regard to the mother bird, no, there's not even any concern of Darchei Shalom, because since it's not easy to grab the mother bird, so the owner of the dovecot does not rely on that bird, and he's not going to fight with the one who takes that mother bird. But with the eggs, which cannot fly away, that he would get into a fight, because that his intention is on it. So although his courtyard did not acquire it, because like we said, we're talking about a case where it didn't yet fall into the courtyard, but there is going to be ways of peace regarding that, and that's what we said, Ubeya, Kibin Anafik Laruba. Once the majority of the egg already came out, then the owner of the dovecot already thinking about it, and so though it doesn't really own it, but there is going to be the rabbinic theft of Darchei Shal. Now, says the Gemara, however, v'hashted the Amr of Yehuda Merav, but now that we know the teaching of Yehuda Merav, that says, asa lezakis bebeyim sha'im revetzis aleim. In contrast to the regular halacha is saying, you know, I'll take the eggs when you have the mother on it. So that's regarding the mother and the eggs. He says, additionally, he says, you can't take the eggs that the mother is laying on, meaning the person cannot stick his hand beneath the mother, hold on to the eggs, and take it. Now, the reason why he says us lazak is because any acquisition from Hefker is called a zchia, a merit. So he says, you can't go ahead and take the eggs that the mother is on top of. Shenem, like it says in the pasuk, it says, shaleach, send away, and it continues, esa aim the mother. Then the pasuk says, habanam tikachach, then you can take the sons, the children for you. So says the Gemara, based on that halacha, that there's a prohibition of taking the eggs when the mother's still on it, so then we don't have to say the answer we set up until now. We could even say that the egg had already fell into, all of it came out already. It came into his courtyard. And still it's not going to be difficult to abuse it with Chanina, because actually it's not considered mezumen. It's not considered yet prepared that it's owned by that person, and the mother would have to be sent away. Why? Because this last egg, the mother did not yet get up from it since she had laid it. It's all out, but she's still on top of the egg. So though it's in his courtyard has not acquired it for him. Why? As the Gemara explains. Where he himself could acquire it. So the courtyard is an extension of him, and his halacha was, even without his consciousness, without his awareness, yeah, then the courtyard could acquire it for him. But where the person himself cannot acquire it, why? Because there's still the prohibition of the mother on the egg, So he himself cannot acquire it. So chatzer, namal ezachli. So his courtyard also cannot acquire it. And therefore it's not mezumen. And that's the case that we're talking about in the Braisa that would be chayeves b'sheiluach, and therefore it would still be obligated to send away the mother. Now, but then the Gemara asks, wait a second. Okay, so we understand why it's obligated. But ihachi, then how do we understand the other half of the halacha? Amaya suris mimnei darkei shalom. Then why is it only forbidden for others to take the birds? Because of ways of peace and nothing more than that. But you have the following question. Let's say this other person wants to come and take it away. So if this other person had sent away the mother bird before he went and took possession of these eggs, but then actually the moment he sends away the mother bird, so then right away it kicks in, this person's courtyard acquires for him. Because now there's no more problem of the mother on the bird, and just like he could acquire, his courtyard could acquire. So then actually, gezel ma'alyahu. So that's actually a bona fide robbery, not just darkei shalom. And ve'ida lo yishalcha. And if we're talking about where he didn't first yet send away the mother, so then actually how could he, because of prohibitory law, take the eggs? But shluchi bayi. But he has to send away the mother, like Rabbi Yehuda's teaching, even before he takes the eggs. So there's actually a prohibition. Why are we saying, oh, the only problem is darkei shalom. Darkei shalom, he has an isser, he has a bona fide isser of taking the eggs when the mother's still on it. Says the Gemara, we're talking about bekatan. We're talking about with a minor, who he's coming to take the eggs. He is not a bar mitzvah. He doesn't have the obligation of the mitzvahs. He doesn't have the obligation of sending away the mother. And that's where we have to say there's a problem of darkei shalom. Now, the truth is we could have also answered where it's toma, where, yeah, the person already violated, already took the mother. And there's no bona fide gezel, there's no theft, there's only darkei shalom. It's just that the Gemara preferred to say it even in a permissible way with the child and not in a prohibitory way, like an adult already having violated the isser of taking the mother off the children. But then the Gemara wonders, if we're talking about a minor, well, katan bar darchei shalomu, a minor is not obligated even in Torah law. You can tell me he's obligated in rabbinic ways of peace. Says Gemara Nahoch, this is what it was saying. Aviv shel katan chayav lahavsalei, then the father of the minor, he would have to give it back, and the darchei shalomu because of ways of peace, and that's what the halacha of the Braisa is talking about. So again, it's talking about that's even in his courtyard, and we're saying that it didn't acquire because he has the prohibition of Yehuda Merav's teaching, but it's still b'mnei darchei shalom. If the minor would go ahead and take it, yeah, then there would only be a darchei shalom element of the father having to give it back to that person that it was in his dovecot, in his field. Now, the Gemara brings a story related to this halacha, that Levi Bar Simon Akni Perishai Vachi. Levi Bar Simon sold the produce of his dovecot, meaning the chicks and the eggs, l'Rabbi Yehuda to Rabbi Yehuda. Asla came to Shmuel. Yehuda came in front of Shmuel. The Gemara shortly is going to explain what was his big question that he had to ask Shmuel. So Amalei Shmuel said to him, "Zil tarfakan, go bang your hand on the nest, dilisgabu, so that the birds will jump up out of fear, and then v'kaninu, and then it will be acquired." Now the Gemara is going to explain what was his question and what did he answer. So the Gemara says, "Lamai, what's the utility of the birds getting up and jumping up in the nest? Ela mikna, if it's for acquisition, that he doesn't want Levi ben Simon to back out, and he was telling him, oh, go ahead, bang on the nest, so because of what your action, they're going to jump up and fright these birds, and they're going to get up, that's what's called the kinyan akbah, of lifting up something. And that says the Gemara, but then lekninu lebesudr, why does he have to go through this whole thing, and Rabbi Yehuda has to ask him, how could I acquire? Classic acquisition, take a kerchief, what's called kinyan sudr, you pass the kerchief from one to the other, and you acquired it, that's it. Why do you have to go and bang the nest? And he be yomtiv. And if his question was regarding yomtiv, because it was erev yomtiv, the next day would be forbidden to take the eggs because they're muksa, they're set aside. So he was asking him, how could I go ahead and make it prepared to say that this was I had already in mind to use it on yomtiv, which is what permits things to be used on Shabbos and yomtiv. So then, why do you have to go through the effort to bang on the nest? As the Gemara continues the topic of membezim and olive, but imid va'imer, it's with just standing and saying zevazani naital, this and this, and when I want to take sagi, that's sufficient. Like the Gemara says in Sechtes Beis Daf Yomei Aleph, according to the opinion of Beis Hillel. So why does he have to go ahead and bang it? He could just say that and that I want. Says the Gemara, hanu peiri chadetiyav. Actually, these were what's called new produce, meaning these were eggs that were just recently laid by the mother. And related to the halacha, the previous of sugyu, the mother had not yet gotten up from those eggs. The Levi Bar Simon Gufi Lavakanali. So the seller, Levi Bar Simon himself, has not yet acquired it in his courtyard for himself, a Levi. Because like we said before, it's forbidden for anyone to acquire as long as the mother's still on it. So his courtyard also cannot acquire it from him. Now, Levi himself first had to acquire it because what he doesn't own, he can't sell. And therefore, if the acquisition was only with a sudr, so then he could still back out because it's not even his yet to say that it's a final sale to Rabbi Yehuda. And that's what Vachakamalei, that's what Shmuel is telling Rabbi Yehuda. Zil v'tarf akan d'lizgabu. Go ahead, bang on the nest so that they should be lifted up. The mothers, oh, the moment the mothers get up, v'nekninu Levi bar Simon, then Levi bar Simon will acquire the children, the chicks, by the kinyan chatzar, by his acquisition of his courtyard, because now you don't have Rabbi Rav's prohibition of taking it when the mother's still on it, because the mother got up. And then, then of course, then you could go ahead and acquire it with a kerchief from Levi, and then you would have acquired it in the classical way. It's just that he couldn't acquire it yet until the birds get up, because that prohibition never wasn't acquired to Levi, else kin chatzar, and then he could go ahead and acquire it, and then Levi's not going to back out anymore, because then Rabbi Yehuda would already have gotten it through the acquisition of Sudr from Levi.